there. Welcome to Barah Ministries, a Christian church based in Mesa, Arizona. My name is Pastor Rory Clark. Often we hear the Word of God expressed by a pastor as he teaches it. Songs also do a great job of communicating the truth of the Word of God. Here at Barah Ministries, we are blessed to have one of the best songwriters, the best producers, the best singers of music, all wrapped up in a single package. And her name is June Murphy. And her songs are amazing at communicating the truth of the Word of God. So for the next several lessons, we're going to hear the truth of the Word of God communicated by June in song. Today's song is "I Stand Amazed at Grace." God has placed all of His creatures into a sphere of grace. And I'd like you to form a mental picture of what that sphere might look like. And maybe one of the best mental pictures is the geodesic dome at Disney World. So just imagine yourself standing right in the middle of that dome, completely surrounded by the Lord's forgiveness of all your mistakes, surrounded by His unconditional love, and surrounded by His graciousness, a grace that allows you to continue to make mistakes until you learn. Romans chapter 5, verses 1 and 2 describe that state. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we believers in Christ have peace with God the Father through our Lord Jesus Christ. Romans 5, 2, through whom also we have obtained our introduction by faith into this sphere of grace in which we stand, and we exult in the future hope of the glory of God. Once you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ for your salvation, God the Father declares you as absolutely righteous in His sight, and therefore He holds nothing against you. That's what's meant by you having the peace of God. And then He begins to nurture you in His sphere of amazing grace. It's a benefit you get by believing in His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. So what I'd like you to do is just take a few moments and relax and listen to this song by June Murphy. It's called "I Stand Amazed at Grace."
Must do is simply believe. be a witness to the angels looking on, and that my love relationship with the
Psalm 95:1 says, O come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. And June certainly does a great job of capturing the essence of grace in her songs. Believers in Christ stand in the sphere of an absolutely amazing grace, meaning God allots to his creatures a number of days in which we can grow in the knowledge of the Lord and Savior who created us. We dedicate the closing moments of our lesson to anyone watching or listening that does not have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Remember this, John chapter 3, verse 36 says, he who believes in the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, has eternal life, the resurrection life, right at that moment. But he who does not obey the command to believe in the Son will not see the resurrection life. Instead, the wrath of God, the lake of fire, abides on him. Right now, you can tell God the Father that you are believing in his Son, and that's the moment of eternal life for you. It's the best and most important decision that you can make in your lifetime. Five simple words get you to heaven. Father, I believe in Christ. For a thief being crucified next to Jesus, it was a nine-word request. Luke chapter 23, verses 42 and 43, the repentant thief was saying, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Jesus said, truly I say to you today, you will be with me in paradise. Don't wait. Make the best decision of your life right now. You won't ever regret believing in the Lord Jesus Christ for eternal life. And you'll never be bothered that you're taking advantage of his amazing grace. Well, if you like these short lessons, visit our website at barahministries.com. That's B-A-R-A-H Ministries. We have two different one-hour lessons per week to edify your spiritual life, and you can hear all of June's music there under the music tab. Keep on singing. I'm Pastor Rory Clark.